You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin. Robin, live from robinwolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Thursday. It's the weekend is upon us, the holiday weekend. So I hope everyone is ready and has some great plans this weekend. While I'm waiting for someone to come on to have a reading, I have to tell you what happened a couple of mornings ago. The moral of the story before I start the story is to tell you to pay attention to your dreams, because it's a really strong time right now with the full moons and the new moons and the astrology and everything. And I guess it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. I kept seeing, this is going to sound crazy, but I kept seeing my high school English teacher in my dream. I haven't been in high school for a very, very, very long time, but I used to babysit for her kids when I was a teenager. And so we were pretty close, but we haven't talked in a long time. But anyway, I was having this dream and she was in it. And I woke up with a start going, oh my God, I hope that she's okay. Because, you know, she's like 77 years old. And I was really concerned. So I started flipping through my phone to see if there were any obituaries. And sure enough, 2 days before, her husband had passed. So I was able to get a message to her, and she was glad. I mean, she was actually glad she needed to talk. And she was always the person that I talked to when I needed to talk. And it felt so good to be able to listen to her and to hear what she had to say and to just be there for her. So pay attention when you have a crazy dream and you're not sure what's going on. I'm not saying you have to do your research and look it up online like what I did and do that. But if you, I don't know, if a friend or a family member suddenly shows up in and you see them bright as daylight in your dream, give them a call or give them a shout or text them and see if they're okay. Because it's important, I think, and it's magical. And it really was a magical experience. So that's my little story for tonight. And now I'm going to say hello to Victoria in Buffalo, New York. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I was wondering what you had for me. You said I had a reading. I would love a connection. Going through a lot.
Do you want a connection with the person who's passed, or do you want a psychic reading?
I would love to connect with somebody that has passed.
Okay. Since we only have a few minutes, why not you tell me who you're trying to connect to, so that I just want to make sure I get the person that you're asking for.
I have two. I just lost my father and I lost my fiance. So.
Oh no. Okay. So let me see. I'm sorry to hear that. That's a tough. Let me see who's coming through. I feel a lot of people around you. So did your fiance pass before your dad?
Yes.
Okay. Because I keep seeing, I feel like your fiance is letting you know Your fiance was a he, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Sorry, I don't like to guess. I just want to make sure, because I also don't want to be insulting. And so I feel like your fiance wants to let you know that he was there when your dad passed. I do feel like both passings were equally hard in different ways, if that makes sense. And I'm getting the impression your fiance really wants to talk to you. So does your dad. Hopefully we'll have time for both. But your fiance, I don't get the feeling that his passing was due to an illness. Does that make sense? Like, I just don't feel like it was expected. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it wasn't.
Okay. And he doesn't understand why his life had to be cut short when things were going so well. And I do feel like it took a while for him to, I want to say, find his footing and but to be happy. And you were the reason why he was so happy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much
so. You helped him a lot. And he needs for you to know how much you helped him. He's also trying to apologize. I don't feel like you're expecting an apology from him. But I do feel like he feels that he needs to apologize for his untimely passing. It wasn't his fault, but for some reason, he still wants to say that he's so sorry that this happened, because you had your plans all set and you were both ready to move forward. And it was like, your wedding wasn't going to be huge, but it was going to be a dream come true. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know that you wanted a private wedding, but I also feel like, I don't know. I just keep seeing, it's going to sound crazy, but I feel like the romance was there and he keeps showing me a white horse. And I know you weren't going to be on horses, but he's letting you know that the plan was very romantic and he was so in it. I mean, he was in it. And he needs for you to know that he wasn't trying to run away. He wasn't doing anything. He was in it to win it with you. Okay. So he needs for you to know that. And again, I don't feel like he needs to apologize, but he keeps saying, please accept my apology. And I really do feel like he needs to hear you say, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. And he wants you to know that you could still talk to him and he's there. He doesn't want you to stop your life, but he wants you to know that he is in your heart, always will be, walking beside you. It's just two different planes. And he wants you to talk to him whenever you feel like it. And he's talking about a garden. I don't know whether the two of you had a special garden that you like to go to, but he's showing me a lot of bright flowers and he wants you to go there to talk to him. He keeps showing me a little piece of water with a little bridge on it. And he wants to make sure that you, does that make sense?
I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
It was our spot. Amazing.
Okay. He wants you to go there to talk to him whenever. And he's talking about raising the glass and pouring the champagne. So I do feel like even though you're not celebrating, he still wants you to go there with a glass of champagne or whatever your favorite drink is and have a drink and just raise the glass. He knows you're not in the mood to celebrate, but he wants to be there with you at that moment. He loves you so much. And he's talking about balloons. He's talking about just celebration. And he wants to make sure that you still, okay, so he's telling you,
we said,
don't go backwards, keep moving forwards. Uh-huh. So I feel like he helped you as much as you helped him with your healing, and he doesn't want you to look back. He says you couldn't do anything about his passing. It wasn't your fault either. And I think you know that. But he doesn't want you to look at past mistakes or go backwards. He wants you to make sure you keep going forward and continue all the healing you were doing during your relationship. I hope that helps.
Yes.
Your dad. Would you, were you with your dad when he passed?
Not at that moment, but when I left,
you were,
came back.
Okay.
Yeah, I spent the night with him the night before and left, and it happened when I left.
Okay. He's thanking you for being there for him. He knows how hard it was and is. I do feel like you had a close relationship with Dad. I also feel he wants to tell you how proud he is of you. And he's proud of how much work you've done on yourself and how much work you and your fiance did together. I feel like he's letting you know he didn't really appreciate your fiance at the beginning, but at the end they loved each other fiercely. And they're together now. They're together, and their arms are around each other, and you know, not, I mean, like father son would be. And yeah, they're laughing. It just took a little bit of listening and trusting in order for your dad to accept him. And he's, you know, he's grieving the fact that your fiance passed as well. But your dad wants you to know that they're both okay. And I think you know that. But your dad definitely... He's not really giving you a message like your fiance did, but your dad's just letting you know that he's singing a song. What song is he singing? Oh gosh. Lay Down Sally? Oh, he does sing? Okay. Because I know we're running out of time. We only have about 30 seconds left, but is it Lay Down Sally? There's some song that that he's singing. And he just wants you to know that he will always let you know he's around with the songs.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope that you enjoyed the reading and that it helped a little bit. And I'm so very sorry for your losses.
Thank you very much for everything. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Good. Okay. Have a good night. And thank you, everyone.
You too.
Okay. Take care.